Want to talk quickly about that the new album you got out, man, Dream.
Okay.
What a great album.
Thank you.
And not just because of, you know, the Dream team, so to speak, that you're playing with. The songs that you have written are beautiful when they need to be, inspiring when they need to be. It's a very complete album all around.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, how did you get the idea to go about this album?
Well, my last studio record, I attempted to play all the instruments myself, and then I put out like a live record and a live DVD.
Right, that double set, yeah.
It seemed like the next logistical step, you know, as far as recording goes. And I had made so many wonderful friends over the years, I could drew from that, you know.
Yeah, it's a nice pot to draw from, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll give some folks some props. You got Jeff Covert playing drums. You got, Bobby Weir, Michael Franti. I mean, it's not fair to name a couple because there's so many. Steve Kimmock.
Sure.
I mean, the whole thing is just very impressive of who your pals are and who you're playing with.
Right.
It's a nice mix. And they fit the songs so well. Was that, how'd you go about connecting up the two? Did they help you write the songs, some of them?
Well, a lot of them, you know, just a few of them were actually written with the artists in mind, like Cadillac for Bob Weir and Ninja for Michael Franti. And then there's songs like Cookies, which was an instrumental tune that was written, and I sent it off to Fareed Haq, and he just kind of, at his own time, his own pace, just kind of added a dozen or so guitar parts to it and came up with melody lines. And then there's Celebrate Your Youth, which was just an instrumental tune from Motorico, and I added, you know, my own vocals to that. And then there's Twinkle with Steve Kimmock, which pretty much just came out of an improv.
Yeah, he's a very, very improv sort of bass guy. You know,
he's amazing. I just love listening to him.
Oh yeah, his guitar has that, you know, that special, like Jerry's guitar had a trickle to it that you just knew it was his. His guitar has that certain something too.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between the two, as much as Steve hates to admit it, which
I know.
He probably doesn't, but, you know, just me being a huge Jerry worshiper, I definitely, you know, hear a lot of that in Steve's playing, even though, according to Steve, it wasn't really an inspiration.
Well, he's got this comparison either way. The trickle is there.
Whether he likes it or not,
it's there. My ears tell me so, and that's how I see it. Hey,
yeah.
I do like the lyrics that you put behind Celebrate Your Youth.
Thank you.
I've been spinning that one, I've been spinning Play This, Celebrate Your Youth, and Cadillac. Mostly, I featured Ninja of Love once. And
yeah.
if you had to request one of these tunes for this Saturday, which one would you like to hear? Or just have, which one would you like to have other people hear?
Well, I like all of those songs.
Of course,
none of them are really falling into the, you know, old song sick playing it category. You know, they've only been around a couple years, so
yeah. And I've had a hard time even getting past 8 because it's been so much fun getting to 8 that I don't even know much about the rest. You know, 9 through 16, I really don't know. Oh,
sure.
I really don't know because it's been it's just out. I just got my hands on it, and
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. It's a fun album.
Next time you're in the car, maybe just start on 9.
I'm going to do that on my way out of here, yeah. It's just a real fun album, for sure.
Thank you.
You know, who was the inspiration behind that beautiful romantic love ballad, Restraint?
That's my wife, Emily, of course. We've been married about 9 years now, together for longer. That song definitely doesn't fit on the record as far as, you know, it being solo. And the rest of them with the accompaniment, but we like that song.
Oh, that's a fun. That's a good song, man. It's very romantic. Yes, you romantic devil. You wrote that on Valentine's Day, didn't you?
We got married on February the 13th.
Oh, so, nice.
Like, yeah, the 13th and Valentine's Day are very loving days.
So you get the two, yeah. And when it's a Friday, Saturday, or a Thursday,
Tuesday, whatever it is.
What is it? Was it a Friday when you got married too, the 13th?
Yes, it was.
Excellent.
And we were in Key West, and, you know, I proposed on Tuesday, and we thought, you know, getting married in Key West on Valentine's Day would be excellent. But, of course, everybody and their brother
went down there to get married on.
Well, everybody and their brother was hired already to perform the service, you know.
Oh, man.
So everyone was available on the 13th.
Eh, so you made do.
Yeah.
It's still your. So you get two instead of one. I think it's great. Good, good for you, and it's a great song either way.
Thank you. It
fits nicely because I did get to number 10.
Good.
And I do think it fits nicely.
Thank you.
It might be the oddball, but it's good to have the oddball.
I think so.
Yeah. Was Jackson Hamlet Weir a difficult artist to collaborate with?
No, he was quite easy, actually.
Yeah?
He had a bit of a rider that we had to tend to, you know, different things that we had to provide for him.
Yeah.
And things like that. He brought his own stylist.
Oh, good.
And he had a whole entourage with him, you mm-hmm. know, total rock star. But, you know, on the whole, you know, he's a one-take dog.
Yeah.
And
it was a one-take dog, wasn't it? I knew it was.
Yeah, it was a one-take thing,
yeah.
and which was very inexpensive because he was on triple scale.
Oh, dang. So good thing.
Whew. Right.
Now, did he have Charlie Hodge coming out with his water and his scarves?
Yeah, you know, he had some other little bitch following him around.
Yep. So, well, fun song, indeed. And Jackson does a nice job on that tune.
Yeah.
So that was it was worth your money.
Yeah, he was very tasteful in the sense that, you know, he did his thing in the beginning and then got out.
And then he just got out of there.
Yeah, he didn't overdo, you know, his part at all. He was real pro.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Now, I certainly can acknowledge and appreciate how, you know, you can seem to be almost inspired by anything. You know, your songs are about all kinds of just things. And
yeah.
I feel that it makes it easy to get rooted into your music. That's how I stumbled into it. That's how I liked it. And that's how I have all of it. So kind of tell me a little bit about your roots. You know, where does Keller Williams sort of come from, and what got you to this point?
Well, I mean, it's a long, long...
Where were you born?
Trail of roots, you know. I was born in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
I guess my first real exposure to music was probably Hee Haw.
Yeah, Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Roy Clark, man.
Yeah, Roy Clark, Buck Owens. I'm happy to hear, you know. I've been doing a lot of interviews with, you know, younger people that don't know the show. That's where it kind of started, you know, and then... You know, I just moved on from there. I got a guitar when I was real little and just pretended to play it for like 10 years. And a friend taught me some chords and, you know, a couple years of playing those chords and just kind of incorporating the words of songs off of radio, you know, I was able to get my first gig at like 17. And just sitting on a stool playing covers in a restaurant, you know,
mm-hmm.
and dinner. And from there, you know, I was into... You know, I went through a big like punk rock metal phase when I was 14 or so, and that kind of led into a little more melodic college rock like REM,
mm-hmm.
and then REM kind of led to the Grateful Dead, and the Grateful Dead kind of spanned out to like bluegrass and improv jazz and reggae and things like that, and you know the whole acoustic thing kind of drove me to the complete polar opposite of like you know techno music.
Right,
and I was riding in that phase for a little while, and really collecting a lot of DJ stuff. And
I still dig the DJ stuff.
Yeah, like the record Dance.
Yep. Okay.
Was done in that phase, you know,
yep.
Where I took samples from my record called Last, and created whole you know new kind of dance versions out of them with the computer.
That's fun stuff, man. It's really it's an incredible talent that these DJs definitely have.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. Well, just, you know, just ear and lining up different songs to make them match in the same tune. It's just a lot of fun as a music lover to be able to listen to stuff like that.
And speaking of DJing, Keller's Cellar?
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
That is an hour-long, narrated, self-indulgent mixtape.
Nice.
Of stuff that I'm into.
Yeah.
And with a heavy emphasis on self-indulgent, you know, I definitely... You know, I get all kinds of stuff in the mail, and I listen to everything, and I play probably 15-20% of what I get. You know, I have to like it in order to put it on, because I'm going to be, you know, listening to this stuff when I'm old, too.
So yes, sir.
I've never put anything on that I didn't like, so it's very self-indulgent. It's an extremely expensive hobby. I had a sponsor for probably, of course, like 50 shows. You know, I had... one beer sponsor for 40 shows, and then different little sponsors for for another 10 or so. But out of the 102 episodes, you know, I've probably paid for, you know, I guess 52 episodes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm paying for studio time. We're doing it in the recording studio and utilizing all the technology at our fingertips there on the computer and whatnot. Hopefully, you know, we'll keep adding stations to be able to keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to check out more of that myself. And now if people want to check out that, they should go to kellerwilliams.net, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not .com, because that's some real estate agent.
Correct.
Yeah, so kellerwilliams.net.
Yes.
And click on Keller's Cellar.
Yes.
It's cool. I like the idea of that for sure, so I wanted to make sure we talked about that.
Sure.
And how successful are you at the request of, you know, no smoking at indoor shows? I find it very important that people don't have to be around secondhand smoke if they don't want to be.
Right. Well, you know, it kind of depends on the city and the venue and security, really. You know, sometimes we'll play in the southeast and they'll just kind of laugh at us. But everyone kind of lets us hang up the posters.
And wish for the best.
Yeah, and wish and hope for the best. And normally people are pretty respectful of it.
And one last thing, really, before I let you go. WMDs.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, people are going to go, oh, my God, what? No, no, we don't want to talk about that anymore. WMD, what's that going on? You got a new thing going on this summer,
yeah,
maybe? Late spring?
Williams, Mosley, Droll, and Sipe. WMDS. Williams, Mosley, Droll, and Sipe.
And so you're going to go out live, huh?
Yeah, right. With now those. We've got a few festivals booked.
Yep, Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo is one of them. Summer Camp over in Illinois with Mo.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the Smile Fest in North Carolina.
Oh, Smile Fest.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, that ought to be quite improvisational wizardry show there going on.
I hope so.
You know, my.
We're gonna rehearse in May.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have
right.
fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have a good time.
I don't think the crowd could not have a good time with that lineup.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
That'd be good to get people out there. And once again, they can check out more of that on kellerwilliams.net. I want to thank you for hanging out.
My pleasure.
Yeah, cool, man. You're going to be right in our neck of the woods this Saturday at the Webster Theater in Hartford.
All right.
So hopefully we'll get some folks out there to represent.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that means, but I think that's the right thing to say, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we'll hopefully get some folks out there, say that they came from Mr. G's show, and have a blast.
All right, thank you.
You have safe travels?
I will. I'll do my best.
All right, man. Thanks for taking the time.